After 50, leucine timing, not total protein, decides whether a meal builds muscle. Human brief for 31 Aug to 2nd September 2026. Anabolic resistance after midlife, late life GLP-1 in mice, and a menopause synapse map for Alzheimer's risk. Key takeaways. Jim Stoppany on Ultimate Human, 1 September. Take BCAAs around 30 minutes before a protein meal so leucine can trip muscle protein synthesis. 3 leucine-rich meals beat 2. Creatine 3 to 5 grams per day, HCL if monohydrate wrecks the gut. Around 10 grams discussed for brain. Nature, 2nd September. Late life semaglutide in 20-month female C57BL6 mice. Extended median lifespan 12%, 834 versus 742 days at 10 nanomoles per kilogram per day, and beat matched calorie restriction on spatial memory and glucose. Louisa Nicola, 31 Aug, amplified a 268-woman Rush autopsy study. Earlier menopause alone did not track Alzheimer's pathology. It amplified tau and cognitive decline only when synaptic integrity was already poor. Diary of a CEO, 31 Aug. David Friedberg frames epigenetic reprogramming as a dosing engineering problem. Reset too far and the cell becomes embryonic or malignant. Anabolic resistance after 50 is a per-meal leucine problem, not a daily protein slogan. Jim Stoppany told Gary Brecka to fire free-form BCAAs 30 minutes before food so the meal can actually switch muscle protein synthesis on. The same 48 hours delivered a Nature paper in which late-life semaglutide extended female mouse lifespan 12% and beat matched calorie restriction on memory and glucose, plus a midlife map in which earlier menopause only accelerated tau when synapses were already fragile. After 50, preload leucine 30 minutes before the meal. 3 protein feedings beat 2. Source, The Ultimate Human, Gary Brecka, How to Build Muscle After 50, Protein, Leucine, and Amino Acid Timing, with Jim Stoppany, PhD, 1 September 2026, YouTube. Stoppany's claim is mechanistic, not motivational. Aging muscle needs a sharper leucine spike to open mTOR and start muscle protein synthesis. He says the older gut and tissue steal leucine, so the same steak that worked at 30 often fails to trip the switch. His personal protocol is branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, valine in a 2-1-1 muscle matching ratio, taken about 30 minutes before the meal, not stirred into it, so free-form leucine is already in circulation when food arrives. He treats whole food as a slower, leakier delivery system. He cites about 50% of those amino acids reaching blood versus 90 to 100% from free-form aminos, and says 3 high-protein meals produce more synthesis pulses than 2. A fourth meal did not beat 3. On the training side, if the day only has 30 to 60 minutes, he ranks resistance work above cardio because the load is what fights sarcopenia. Supersets can carry a cardiovascular cost without replacing the iron. Creatine is his first-line compound, 3 to 5 grams per day of monohydrate for muscle ATP, with about 10 grams discussed when the target is brain and sleep loss resilience. Take it with food because an insulin bump improves muscle uptake. If 5 grams of monohydrate causes GI distress, he puts intolerance in the 20 to 30% range at 5 grams, higher at 10 grams. Switch form to hydrochloride rather than abandon the dose. Beta-alanine at 3 to 4 grams per day is the only other must he names for trainees who actually hit hard sets. He calls the class at 30-minute post-workout anabolic window mostly irrelevant for non-competitors. Eat within an hour. Why it matters. After midlife, total daily protein can look adequate on a tracker, while every meal still sits under the leucine threshold, so nothing anabolic happens. Spreading protein into 3 leucine-rich sittings and optionally priming the first amino acid wave is a different operating rule than eat more chicken. Creatine remains the one supplement with both muscle and cognition data. Form and dose are the only decisions that usually matter. Horizon. Now evidence grade, mechanistic plus clinic protocol, human leucine threshold and protein distribution trials exist. The 30-minute BCAA preload is Stoppany's timing heuristic, not a large RCT. Read or watch. Skim the creatine and leucine chapters, roughly 5 hours to 36 minutes and 51 minutes to 57 minutes. Skip the myostatin gene therapy detour, unless that is your beat. Caveat: high-dose creatine needs a clinician's eye in known kidney disease. BCAA powders are easy to underdose and do not replace a complete essential amino acid profile if the meal itself is thin. Stelpani sells training programs. Treat product mentions as such. Women who are pregnant, people with maple syrup urine disease biochemistry, and anyone on a medically prescribed protein restriction should not freestyle amino loading. Tag: training, nutrition, supplements. Late life semaglutide extended female mouse lifespan 12% and beat matched calorie restriction on memory and glucose. Source: Feng, Bartez, Wang et al., Nature, 2nd September 2026. Paper: Nature News. 20-month-old female C57BL6 mice, roughly a 60-year-old human, received semaglutide 10 nanomoles per kilogram body weight daily by subcutaneous injection. Median lifespan was 834 days on drug versus 742 days on vehicle, a 12% extension, approximately 92 days. 3 months of treatment already improved coordination, muscle function, glucose handling, and spatial memory, and pushed several hallmarks of aging in the youthful direction. Less senescence, P16, P21, SA beta gal, less genomic instability marking, gamma H2AX, better mitochondrial ATP, and lower ROS, higher NAD+ and NAD+ NADH in liver and muscle, quieter inflammatory cytokines, and more capable hematopoietic and dentate gyrus stem cell compartments. Food intake fell about 24%, the same cut used in a matched calorie restriction arm. Restriction reproduced much of the longevity signal, but semaglutide ran ahead of restriction on exploratory drive, Barnes-Mays spatial memory, and glucose tolerance, so the drug is not only a smaller dinner. The authors chose females to avoid male aggression injury in a long study. One inbred strain, no human aging primary endpoint trial is attached. Why it matters. GLP-1 medicines already change weight, glucose, and heart risk numbers in people. This paper is the cleanest late-life, lifespan plus function dataset yet, arguing they also behave like a calorie restriction mimetic with extras in brain and glucose control. It does not license a longevity prescription. It does change how to read the next 2 years of GLP-1 outcome trials. Watch lean mass preservation, cognition, and aging clocks, not only kilograms. Horizon: next 3 to 12 months for human aging adjacent endpoints. Speculative as a primary longevity drug. Evidence grade: RCT, mice, single sex, single strain. Read or watch: full abstract plus the CR comparison figure. Skim the hallmark panels. Caveat: mouse dose and daily injection do not map onto a Wegovy pen. Human GLP-1 use already costs lean mass in some patients if protein and lifting are ignored, the opposite of the Stelpani item above. Gallbladder, GI, and rare but real contraindications still apply. Female-only, C57BL6 only data are not a human protocol. Tag: longevity, cardiometabolic, hormones. Earlier menopause raised Alzheimer's risk only when synapses were already weak. Source: The Neuro Experience, Louisa Nicola, 31 Aug 2026. Note: amplifying Alexander et al., Science Advances 2025. Paper: Nicola used the last 48 hours to put a 268-woman Rush Memory and Aging Project autopsy cohort back on the desk. Mean age at spontaneous menopause was 49.2. Menopause timing by itself did not associate with Alzheimer's pathology. The signal was an interaction. Earlier menopause strengthened the link between poor synaptic integrity, complex in eye, snare function, and both higher tau tangle burden and faster cognitive decline. Amyloid did not show the same interaction. Exploratory splits found those tau and slope relationships attenuated in women with a history of menopausal hormone therapy. Nicola's translation is midlife, not memory clinic. Combine aerobic and resistance training, protect sleep, watch blood pressure, LDL, and glucose, and tell a clinician if menopause arrived early. Pathology in this disease can run 20 to 30 years before a failed word-finding test, which is why she treats perimenopause as a risk reduction window rather than a reproductive footnote. Why it matters. Early menopause raises Alzheimer's risk is the slogan. The actual claim is narrower and more useful. Estrogen timing risk shows up when synapses are already compromised. That points at two measurable layers: reproductive history plus midlife vascular metabolic numbers, instead of a single hormone story. Hormone therapy here is an observational hint, not a start-this-week prescription. Horizon: now for the midlife panel. BP, LDL or ApoB, glucose, HbA1c, sleep, training. Next for how hormone therapy timing trials treat tau and synapses. Evidence grade. Cohort, autopsy plus longitudinal cognition. Read or watch. Skim Nicola's note. Full the results paragraphs of Alexander et al. If you own the menopause timing question. Caveat. Observational. Older decedents. Hormone therapy data were exploratory and not randomized. Starting estrogen at 75 is not what this paper tested. Do not read it as HRT prevents Alzheimer's. Tag, hormones, longevity, labs, mental epigenetic reprogramming is now sold as an engineering problem. Dose too far and the cell goes embryonic. Source, Diary of a CEO, Stephen Bartlett, David Friedberg, 31 Aug 2026, full episode. Friedberg's health block is short and specific. The 2006 Yamanaka factor set can rewind a cell's identity. Partial reprogramming, not full pluripotency, has pushed mice toward 100-year human equivalent survival and smooth-aged monkey skin in cited work. He states the failure mode without romance. Reset the program too hard, and the cell behaves like an embryo or like cancer. In his telling, proof of biology is largely done. The remaining work is which proteins, in which tissues, at which dose, for how long. That is a manufacturing and clinical trial problem, not a supplement aisle. Why it matters. This is the honest ceiling on age reversal talk for the next several years. Nothing in the segment is a consumer protocol. It does tell you how to grade the next startup or trial press release. Tissue, dose, off-target pluripotency, and cancer surveillance, or it is vapor. Horizon, speculative. Evidence grade, mechanistic plus animal reprogramming literature Friedberg is summarizing. Read or watch. Skim the longevity block only. The rest of the episode is political economy. Caveat, not a protocol. Partial reprogramming is not NMN, not a facial device, and not available as a clinic drip with outcome data in healthy people. Tag, longevity objectively messy sleep tracked worse aging hallmark proteomics in 93,000 people. Source, Liu et al., Aging Cell, posted 31 Aug 2026. Paper UK Biobank participants, N equals 93,249, wore accelerometers. Longer total sleep, more deep sleep, and more REM associated with lower risk across most measured hallmarks of aging, and with fewer later metabolic, circulatory, and neurodegenerative diagnoses. Wake after sleep onset and night-to-night irregularity associated with the opposite. Several stage-specific curves were U-shaped, so more is not linear forever. This is not a randomized sleep extension trial. Why it matters. Sleep duration slogans hide architecture. REM, deep sleep, and regularity are the parts of the night that moved proteomic aging marks and downstream disease in this cohort. A tracker that only reports 7 hours 12 minutes is under-resolving the variable. Horizon. Now for protecting regularity and treating apnea, WASO. Next for whether changing those stages moves the same proteomic clocks. Evidence grade. Cohort read or watch. Skim. Caveat. Accelerometry is not polysomnography. Long sleep can be a marker of illness rather than a cause.
Do not chase 9-hour nights because a U-shaped plot exists. Tag, sleep, longevity, labs. Watch next Huberman Labs' next regular slot is Thursday 3-sep. This week's Monday episode, Joe Lehmant on AI schooling, was out of scope for this brief. Formal FDA rulemaking after the July 2026 PCAC peptide votes remains the compounding access event to watch into late 2026, not a dose protocol. Human trials that put aging clocks, lean mass, and cognition next to GLP-1s are the test of the Feng Mouse paper.